Drivers, we've talked to Omnitrax before. They are our official partner when it comes to everything ELDs. And from Omnitrax right now is the Vice President of Industry Compliance for Omnitrax, Tom Cuthbertson. Tom, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. And I'll tell you right now, there was a lot of discussion. I'm so excited to talk to you, Tom. I couldn't wait because there was a lot of discussion recently at the Mid-America Trucking Show, and I've heard from drivers even since then, about ELDs. There are so many questions. And, you know, I think there's probably a lot of misnomers out there. So let's get to it. When it comes to ELD compliance, what do you think, Tom, right now is the number one thing drivers need to be aware of?
Well, I think one key thing that drivers need to be aware of with the ELD measurement is on drive time.
Okay.
The way the ELDs are structured is they measure drive time many different ways, but since the device has to be hooked directly to the ECM, drive time will be measured at a maximum of 5 miles per hour. So as soon as the vehicle hits that, not with a distance or anything, the vehicle will be in drive.
Hmm. All right. And so when they have this device, you know, when this becomes basically the rule, when this goes into effect, the ELD mandate goes into effect, and this device is integrated into their truck, what do they need to know about the operation of the device, what it can do, what it can't do? Going through some FAQs there at your website, at Omnitrax website, one of the questions is, okay, what will it do to my truck? Let's say if they were to exceed hours for whatever reason, is that going to stop the truck? Is that going to prohibit the truck from operating? Okay.
Yeah. No, that's not going to happen. I've had that question before directly from drivers. And, you know, this is a measurement tool. This is a technical device to measure hours of service. So, you know, I've had that question of, well, can they just stop my truck and I can't drive anymore? That's not going to happen.
Okay.
Right? It's the reason it's there to control, to hook to the engine control module is to measure drive and odometer and miles. It's to get measurements. It's not there to restrict driving or stop the vehicle.
Hmm. All right. It seems like, I don't know, it seems like a longer period of time, but we go back years, roughly 14 years when we started talking about and the FMCSA started talking about changing the hours of service. So that's another question that came about, and that is, are the hours of service going to change as a result of the ELD mandate?
No, the ELD mandate does not change any of the hours of service regulations. The hours of service regulations remain as they were before, and they'll, unless some other action happens by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, those hours will remain the same. And as we know, they just, you know, rectified the problem people were having with the 34-hour reset. So it'll still measure everything that way.
Yeah. I was talking to a driver just recently at a truck show, and they were talking about all the time that they had while waiting at a shipper and receiver, and it seems like a lot of that has not changed in the industry. There was a call for, you know, the FMCSA to put pressure on the industry or that side of the industry to reduce the times in terms of shipper delays. So what does this do in terms of the ELD mandate? Does that affect shipper delays or that process at all?
Well, I think what it will do, it's going to help identify the shipper delays because you'll have an accurate location at where you stopped driving and went on duty at the same location. So I think it's going to help identify that shipper delay. It's not going to rectify it necessarily, but I think it supplies information to help. And you might know, and maybe people have mentioned this before, but there are some studies that were initiated in FAST Act to look at this problem that drivers have all the time.
Right. You mentioned something earlier that the 5-mile-an-hour mark, because this was one of the questions when we first started talking ELDs. Drivers were asking, okay, well, wait a minute, there should be an exception. What about if I have to move my truck, you know, for whatever reason, I have to move my truck and I'm just moving it from one parking space to another, or I'm just rolling it forward and I have to move it, is that going to affect the ELD? So I guess the ultimate question is, will they still be able to move their truck below 5 miles per hour?
Well, they can, all right, but I would caution on if a driver tries to move the truck for any distance at less than 5 miles per hour,
yeah,
that's going to be noticeable on the log.
Okay.
Because the location where you were on duty, and if enforcement at roadside sees that this was 3 or 4 miles away, you know,
right,
you can't go on a drive and, you know, from where you are on duty to 4 miles later.
Right. Yeah,
So that'll be picked up.
All right, so we see a lot of this, Tom. What if the VIN shows, say, a 2000 manufacturing year or newer, and the engine is actually older? Is that exempt?
Well, I get that question quite a bit. I've done quite a few presentations at state trucking associations and other things. And, some people use a term of a glider kit, I guess.
Right, we see a lot of those. And by the way, at a truck show recently, you see a ton of those glider kits, drivers putting in the older engines into the into the body and onto the chassis of a newer truck.
Right, and there's reasons for that. You know, it could be horsepower, torque, whatever. You know, heavy haul does things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the way this regulation is written, they only go by the VIN number on the chassis. So even if you have an older engine that's prior to 2000, if that chassis VIN number indicates that the manufacturing year was 2000 or newer,
right,
then that's going to require an ELD, even if it's a 98 or a 97 engine.
Right. All right. What about yard moves? This is another question, I guess, that drivers wanted to know. And really, it's again, we thank you for coming on, because a lot of these questions are out there, Tom. And I know you guys at Omnitracks already know this, but a lot of these questions are out there, and it seems they're not being answered. So what about these yard moves? Can these yard moves be used? And if so, can they be used anywhere?
Well, the yard moves can be used, and you know, one of the issues has been in the past, the guidance said if you're anytime you're driving, you're in drive, right?
Right, right.
But what they did was they put this yard move in so that you could be measured only as on duty and you wouldn't take away your drive time when you're in a yard.
Okay.
However, in the regulation, and they're going to change some guidances on this, the yard moves are to be in private yards. So as we well know, you know, we have owner-operators and, you know, small fleets that will to go to ports. And ports aren't small. Ports
right.
could be 3-4 miles deep.
Right.
Right? That's private access. Those are secure accesses. The carrier yard is a secure access. The consignee and shipper yards are non-public access. So where yard moves are to be used is non-public access yards, not the truck stops.
Okay. All right. We want you, by the way, we want drivers to go to eldfacts.com. There's a ton more stuff to learn about ELDs, but Omnitracks is on top of all of this for us. And again, I think, Tom, you probably are already aware, like I said earlier, that these questions are out there. They certainly need to be answered. My advice has always been, don't wait until December of this year to start asking the questions. You really want to get comfortable with it and make sure that, you know, at least, especially on the basics, that you know what you're doing, because you of course, we always preach compliance on this show. We want you to be as efficient as you can be in your business. Anything else you want drivers to know before we let you go this morning?
No, I just think, you know, when you look at these things, and they're going to take a little getting used to, especially if you're coming from paper.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Take some time and investigate it. As you said, let's do the right thing for yourselves. You know, you're running your own business, and there's different pieces out there, and there's different devices, and there's a lot of new ones. But take time and do due diligence when you look to acquire one, so you make sure you're getting one that works for you.
All right.
Right.
Yeah, and we want to remind drivers that Omnitracks is an official partner of Red Eye Radio. We're proud of that, but, I mean, we look for companies, we look for organizations that have a wealth of knowledge and expertise in a certain area, and we love to partner with them, because we want drivers to bookmark eldfacts.com go there often, and that's basically our way of saying, drivers, this is your go-to source. So go to eldfacts.com. Also, our website, we've got plenty of links and information on redeyeradioshow.com, so you can follow along at either or, but eldfacts.com, great. Make sure that you click on ELD mandate when you go there. Tom, you mentioned something earlier. Do we expect some changes or clarifications on the mandate itself between now and December?
Yeah, I think we will see some of that. You know, they're still working on the enforcement process to transfer the files to enforcement at roadside.
Right.
That's not completed yet. The definitions are there, but they're going to be supplying tools to the suppliers of ELD sometime in the July timeframe to test this transfer. So that's a good step going forward. And there will be some more clarification coming. The FMCSA puts a FAQ out themselves, and I know quite a few questions have been submitted, you know, to confirm understanding,
right,
so that people are doing things the right way according to the regulation.
Okay, Tom, we want to have you back, you know, as many times as possible between now and that December period. And then really, I know a lot of questions will you know, still be had beyond that period. So we certainly thank our friends at Omnitracs for making it possible to have you on. And we're going to, again, keep doing this so that we can make sure drivers are informed. And it's real simple. Follow along and share it as well with other drivers. ELDfacts.com, ELDfacts.com, and click on ELD mandate. You can also follow along on our website, redeyeradioshow.com. Great stuff. Tom, thank you so much for staying up late, and we'll talk to you again soon, sir. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Red Eye Radio.